mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, joining us from New York City, where he's up there promoting the release of A Scanner Darkly, is Richard Linklater, one of the most awarded and loved directors in the United States. He's known for big blockbusters as well as classical avant-garde art films. And I got to know Rick, I guess going back about 7 years ago almost now, when he was in pre-production of Waking Life that I was honored to be a part of. And then now he's made A Scanner Darkly, which, no exaggeration, I spent about an hour and a half this weekend reading reviews on Sunday night of it, and I read about 30 or 40 of them and found one semi-negative review by E! Entertainment, just saying the film's just too much happening. It, you cannot put it in a box. It is so amazing. And it opened limitedly here this weekend to packed houses and will be opening all over the country in the next month. And it is star-studded, and it is indescribably dynamic, and you all need to get out there and see it. And, yes, I have a little cameo in the film as well. Richard Linklater, it's been 5 years since I had you on the radio. Last time we were promoting Waking Life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Good, my friend.
All right.
I bet you've been busy this weekend.
Well, actually, not too busy. Once the movie opens, I don't have much to do. They keep me busy right up to that moment, you know, doing interviews and stuff. But now it's just kind of out of my hands, you know. The baby's gone off to college. I don't have much to do.
Well, I tell you, it was quite a baby. Rick, what do you think of the reviews? All I've seen is positive.
I think the vibe out there is pretty good, which is surprisingly, it's such a non-mainstream kind of crazy movie, you know, that really challenges a lot of, I don't know, assumptions out there, you know. I'm surprised it's doing so well. But, I mean, not everybody loves it. You know, it's not for everybody, but, yeah, I got to be pleased that it seems timely, I think, in a lot of ways, and that's what people, I think, maybe are responding to.
I haven't given away much on air or in articles I've written or people that work with me have written about the film, but you did give a little bit away in a Chronicle interview. I don't know how far you want to go, but I tell you, this film is extremely timely, and the media has been bringing that up to you, that, you know, how much this mirrors what we see happening today.
Yeah, I mean, even people, if they don't totally understand the movie or, you know, it's a complex movie, but they get the basic message about in this future world, it's set 7 years in the future, where, you know, these people are more or less under surveillance all the time. All your calls are, you know, being tapped. All your, you know, actions sort of are monitored, you know, in a population that's pretty used to it. You know, there's not a lot of, with the exception of your character, Alex, there's not a lot of resistance we see going on anywhere. People adapt pretty easily to this, and I think that's what, it seems like kind of a nightmarish scenario, but it's presented in a pretty normal fashion. So I think that sort of got people thinking about, oh gosh, we're just sheep being led to this conditioning sort of works eventually, you know. So I think people were responding to that and, you know, current, you know, just everything going on right now. Every couple weeks we find out something new from our, you know, some secret stuff our government's doing, you know, whether it's NSA wiretapping or, you know, just any number of things, just constant. So I think, yeah, it's a real suspicious time right now. I think it's a lot like post, you know, Nixon period where we realize the government's not being straight with us at all. So,
and that's when Philip K. Dick wrote this novel in 1977. I want to talk about PKD, and the critics are saying this is the closest true adaptation from the novel. You tried to be true to that. I want to speak about it. I also want to talk about the production and then post-production of this film, really two films, and I want to talk about some of the other facets of this film. We'll be right back with Richard Linklater.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this second hour. Richard Linklater, award-winning director. Again, he's directed blockbusters and critically acclaimed art films as well. The first big movie he made was Slacker. And he joins us right now to talk about his new film that released in some of the major cities around the country. It'll be opening up nationwide the next month or so. A Scanner Darkly, with Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, Robert Downey Jr., Woody Harrelson, and many, many others. Rick, jumping straight into it, when did you first get attracted to Philip K. Dick, and then run through it kind of in a thumbnail sketch how this project developed, how you wrote the script, and the production and the post-production?
Wow. I mean, that's a long process. But I had always liked Philip K. Dick. I didn't read him really as a teenager. I came to him a little later, you know, in my 20s. And he's not like a lot of science fiction writers. I mean, to me, his people are just really normal Joes like everybody else who are trying to get through the world. And he just had such a great imagination and just kind of incredible mind. And he's very funny, really humorous, you know, kind of wickedly funny, darkly humorous. So in this movie, I really wanted to bring out the humor of his writing through these characters, because that is the story, really, the humor here. So I think it was after Waking Life, Tommy Pallotta and I were talking about Philip K. Dick sort of permeated our thinking on that movie, so I was thinking, you know, that maybe a Philip K. Dick novel or story would work for this animation, and I started thinking about Scanner Darkly, that it would work really well, and because it puts your kind of, it's a disorienting story. The character's having the main character, Keanu Reeves' character, is having a split brain phenomenon, and he's addicted to this drug. There's a drug epidemic in the future, so the animation sort of puts the viewer's mind in that, in a similar state of, you know, surreal, where you don't really know what's real and what's not.
And he's also a member of the secret police. There's this giant Halliburton-type corporation, New Path, hanging over the entire entire atmosphere.
Yeah, it's a future world where the government sort of has just privatized everything. So they've more or less outsourced this war on drugs to a big corporation, a quasi-governmental corporation that's outside the boundaries of accountability. So, you know, they've got their own private contracts with the government and everything. Philip K. Dick kind of saw the future. Before it was even called a drug war, he saw the extremes and of where that was going. And as I wrote this in late 01, this whole movie came up. I think it seemed even more urgent to me in a post-9/11 environment. I was reading this book saying, well, this is really about right now. It's easy to imagine the future where the endless unwinnable drug war would sort of meld in with the endless unwinnable war on terror, and how governments and corporations could profiteer and the effects of that on the individual, on the citizens, the numbing effects. So it's this huge cautionary tale on a lot of levels.
Is that what attracted this huge A-list of top actors who, what did they get end up being paid, like $60,000 or something apiece, and Keanu Reeves has made $100 million on one movie before?
Well, you know, actors are, they're artists who are looking for a good part, always, and something they can chew into, you know, and I think everyone saw the depth of Philip K. Dick's ideas here, and they seem very timely, and their parts, these characters actually had, they have interesting relations with everybody around them. There's a lot going on. People don't know, you know, identities are revealed, and I think they just kind of dug into the material, and thank God they did, because I don't think I would have got this movie made otherwise without this list of, you know, without this wonderful cast. But they're all perfectly cast. Robert Downey Jr., Woody Harrelson, Winona Ryder.
Personally, I think Robert Downey Jr. is the most powerful.
Well, he's Barris. He's this one character who's just totally off the hook, you know, and Robert's probably one of the only people who could play that part.
But he's like so many scumbags I've known in real life.
He's like every roommate you had in your 20s who just kind of drifted into your house. You know, so I knew all these guys, you know, so. But I think they're all wonderful, and we had a great time making it. But a lot was going on at the time we were making it, so we would sit around and talk politics, talk, you know, the deeper meaning of everything, and we had a great time making it. We shot the film very inexpensively. We did it on a low budget. Everybody worked for scale, that kind of production. That's the only way you get anything real, you know, made.
Well, I think that's a key point here. You know, we hear the term avant-garde or something totally new before its time thrown around a lot, but this is avant-garde. I mean, this is a rebel picture, in my opinion. It was made against all the odds, some trials and tribulations, which I think in a way makes it even sweeter, but I want to get your take on that. But secondarily, I mean, it was revolutionary the way you did this rotoscoping, the incredible quality of it. There have been big reports written by some of the big animation sites saying that this would take Disney $100 million to make. You guys did it for about $9 million. So, and not just the look of it, getting all these big stars, and then it's funny, it's scary, it's nightmarish, it's police state. It's got so many levels. I think this is unlike any film that's ever been made, Rick. And by the way, I've been saying that, you know, since I first saw the completed thing a few months ago. Now it's good to see that the critics are saying that. So this isn't just hype, folks. I mean, I know I'm going on and on, Rick, but can you comment on that?
Well, you know, I got to say, it's fun to be making a movie that, you know, yeah, we didn't really have a roadmap. There wasn't any precedent for us. That's why it took a long time when you're doing something that kind of fundamentally, technically hasn't been done before. But it definitely felt like we got away with something. And like I said earlier, I owe it to the cast and everybody who came in and worked for well below, you know, for nothing, just to kind of come aboard this project. But that's, you know, it's how anything in this world, you know, once you take away profit motive and everyone wants to do something just to express themselves and make something happen, you know, in opposition to what the bigger world even wants to be out there. So we definitely felt like we got away with something just to even be able to put this out there in the world. Felt like a triumph of some kind. But, you know, just like within the movie itself, there's this kind of very subtle resistance going on, you know, beneath the surface. You know, in a way, you feel that way yourself. You're sort of commenting on the current climate and what's going on in the world. In your own way, you know, you have to fight against it, you know.
Well, and then there's the atmosphere of the set. I mean, you've got all these people walking around, all these famous people, and they're reading 1984 and passing along Alex Jones 9/11 videos. It was it was quite an atmosphere.
That's right, Alex. I been giving out your video to everybody. It informed, you know, everything we were doing. So it was definitely the world we were living in. You know, when I was writing this, I got this, you know, I was in LA for a couple of days with a rented car. I went through this is when I was doing the adaptation, you know, not sure, you know, how you have your own doubts about, well, how's this movie going to work? Whatever.
Exactly.
And it was like, you know, 1 a.m, not a car on the road. I kind of go through a yellow light, little flash goes off. I said, huh, is that one of those? And sure enough, like a week later, I get a picture of myself, my license plate. They track me down through the rental car agency. I never talk to another human, but I get a ticket for like $265. You know, like I never, you know, that was just crazy. I was like, oh, my God. You know, I heard Philip K. Dick just laughing at me. You know, like, okay, I never even, but and the ticket's so expensive, you do a little research and you found the company that puts that technology in place in their top intersections, they're getting a cut of every ticket.
And by the way, a lot of those are run by Lockheed Martin.
Yeah, sure.
So we have a defense contractor giving American citizens tickets.
Yeah, sure, why not? You know, they're you know, a lot of campaign contributions there. But, I mean, what's the next step? You know, you cross the street at night, you know, and you get a ticket for jaywalking because biometrically they can read who you are.
Actually, the feds have now paid for all over the country to put face scanning software into the cameras, hooked into them.
Sure.
And now Texas, in the legislature, they've reintroduced the bill to put a transponder in all inspection stickers to turn all the major roads into toll roads.
Yeah, I mean this is crazy, and it's funny how like Philip K. Dick could imagine some of this stuff 30 years ago, and he was a crackpot. He was a paranoid conspiracy person from the margins to be laughed at. And, you know, that plus a generation equals reality. It's the world we're living in. So, I don't know.
I mean, many respects, this film is now, as you said, but some of the facets are 7, you know, years in the future. Plus, there's another aspect of problem, reaction, solution. Who's behind the drug war? Who's generating this? Who really stands to gain? And I don't want to give that away, but this film has quite a few twists, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's always who's behind everything. You know, you look at, I mean, everything in our culture, you know. It's like,
well, shifting gears to what's happening right now, your take on the war on terror, the Iraq, Iran, the NSA surveillance, Bush saying he's above the law, Rick.
Oh, it's the most extreme I've ever seen in my lifetime. I think, well, ever, obviously, in American history, this kind of executive branch grab of power is so unprecedented. You know, it's frightening to such an extreme that I don't know. I mean, I see a certain schizophrenia in our population right now. It's so extreme that people don't even know what to do. You know, like, how do you comment? How do you, you know, we're slowly being boiled, you know, to death like that proverbial crab. You know, it's like, well, what do you do? What's the outlet for this? You know, how do you voice your opposition? How do we reel in our government? I don't know, man.
I think that's what you've done, Rick. I mean, would you say this film is, at least to some extent, a political statement?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's that in it, for sure.
Rick Linkletter, stay there. We've got a break. We'll be right back with the award-winning director, my good personal friend, and a visionary on the other side.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lay's Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Scanner Darkly in theaters in major cities in the United States, expanding out nationwide the next few weeks. Be sure to get out there and support it. Tell everybody about it, because true filmmaking needs to be supported. But I feel vindicated. I wrote all these lavish reviews about the film, which I didn't do on Waking Life, which I thought was a great film. This one really got me impassioned. And now I see a lot of the big, you know, Chicago Tribune reviews, and it's saying basically what I've said. This is avant-garde. This is something before its time. This is something totally new. And, folks, you know I don't hype stuff. I mean, I speak from the heart. This film is incredible. It's a challenge, too. I mean, and that's good. I hate going to action movies where you feel like you just ate a McDonald's cheeseburger when you leave. It's like it was okay when you were watching it, but afterwards you feel like you've had your soul sucked. Rick, I'm kind of babbling here, but you get the point I'm making?
Well, that's true. I mean, I feel that way quite often. I mean, everybody sort of likes a popcorn movie, but if it's, by the time you get to the parking lot, if it's already out of your brain, that should tell you something. I don't know if it is out of your brain. I think it's, you know.
No, you're right. You just crystallized my long statement. That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah. So, I mean, Scanner definitely, I mean, it's the kind of movie that makes you want to, you realize, oh, if I watch it again, I'll understand even more. There's a lot of layers and things you would only understand fully on a second time, but hopefully you're intrigued enough the first time.
Well, that was the same thing with Waking Life. The first time I saw it, I liked it. The second time, I loved it. The third time, I liked it even more. And now that's become a cult classic. It's somewhat evergreen.
Yeah. I mean, I've always kind of had that experience. If you're really honest with yourself and you do something, you know, as well as you can for your own personal reasons, that people sort of respond, you know, and they respond to the gesture. You know, you're not really selling them anything. You're really just trying to make something that means something to you. And, you know, there's a certain part of the population that will kind of always respond to that, I think. So
it's unbelievable. I don't want to get into my little role in the film and little places where I pop up in the film.
It's important, though. You know, your one scene that we worked up that's not part of the book, per se, but it's of the material. It's really important, I think. Your character who's standing on a, you know, in a parking lot, kind of, you know, with a call to arms, sort of. And what happens to you? It's not really giving anything away, is it?
No, in fact, let's just play a short clip of that audio. Go ahead and...
This is a fun scene to work on, too.
We're just going to roll a few seconds of it. Go ahead and roll it.
Yeah.
The Substance D clip, guys.
Where did Substance D come from? Why can't we stop it? The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose, the more Substance D is on our streets. Can't you figure this out?
And, of course, I don't end up in too good a shape in the film either, do I, Rick?
No, the little van pulls up and you get carted off.
Well, I tell you, there are several big twists at the end of the film. Everybody needs to get out there and see it. Rick, do you think that the film is going to be seen as a political statement by the media, by the critics?
I think, on one level it's seen as the story and, you know, people laugh and are entertained. But I think on another level it really can't help but be seen as a social critique. You know, it's just too much thought has gone into it for people not to kind of see that whole side of it. I mean, it's such so much what the movie's about.
Tommy invited me out to the LA premiere, but I couldn't make it. But the only reason I wanted to go, though, was to find out what the actors thought of it when they finally saw it. What was their view on it?
Oh, they all really love it, and they've all seen it several times now. So, yeah, I mean, they keep finding more stuff in it. So they're all very, you know, very much behind the film, which is flattering. You know, some actors don't really get behind the film.
Well, that's really what I found talking to people all over Austin who've seen it, is that everybody is drawn to something different in the film because it has so many layers.
Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, no one could be closer to this movie than me, having worked on it for so long. And yet I see it and still get things out of it that I can only attribute to Philip K. Dick's, like, strong, you know, deep metaphorical ideas. You know, just the notion of identity and, you know, privacy and everything about, you know, their core, their deep ideas, you know, that kind of resonate. So,
well, he's the most adapted sci-fi writer into film, and his family on their own website says they haven't liked many of the films. They are really ecstatic about this.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was our goal, to be very faithful to his story, not just to grab a few of his great ideas and make an action thriller about it, which you can do and has been done. I really wanted to tell this story from A to Z. You know, it's adapted from the 70s to now, set in the near future, but it is that story, Scanner Darkly. So we were striving for a authentic, you know, adaptation, because he's a great novelist. I mean, he deserves to have his stories told.
Final segment with Richard Linkletter on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years. But no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
And that's what A Scanner Darkly is about, to a great extent, is a war on for the mind. What's behind Substance D? In fact, Rick Linkletter in the Chronicle here locally in Austin had a quote about that. K. Dick imagined, with this drug war and the blending of that and this war on terror, are two twin unwinnable wars that we've got now. You know, they're just going to go on indefinitely, and Dick saw pretty clearly how that wasn't going to help any citizens and instead was just another form of control under the guise of helping people. And he's got another quote in here about how, you know, this drug basically turns people into slaves to the state or zombies. That's really the point that Dick makes in the book, is about how his friends were basically just like children having fun playing in the street who got hurt. The bigger the drug war gets, the more people we have in prison, the more drugs are on our streets, the bigger the police state, expands. And really these are people who are just addicted to substances. You talked in another interview about drugs, somebody who you'll know for years, you don't even know is on drugs, and suddenly they die, and, oh, yeah, he was on heroin, he was on cocaine. Can you speak to the sense of loss? And really, in a way, this is kind of an autobiography of Philip K. Dick and things that happened to his friends.
Yeah, it was very, very personal to him. Philip K. Dick had a problem with methamphetamines, primarily prescription drugs, you know, and this is, God, kind of an honor of all the people he lost along the way. And the book and the movie end with a memoriam with a list of people, you know, casualties. He put himself on the list, too. So I think he saw how he was a casualty himself. You know, he died at 53. You know, so we were denied, you know, several decades of more Philip K. Dick work because of that. And his point was these people weren't bad people. They never really harmed anyone. They got in over their head. And, you know, it's sad. It's really sad. And I think everyone working on this film, we all had our own list. You know, we honored Philip K. Dick's list. But I think everybody, you get older, you have your own list of people. You know, you've lost friends who, and often in the most vibrant, alive, intelligent people you'll ever meet, too. It's very sad that they're responding in a way that is not healthy for them personally.
I've personally lost several old friends this year, or in the last year, from drugs.
Yeah, and it's not just drugs. It's alcohol. It's other behaviors that are, you know, that are risky. You know, so, I mean, there's all kinds of things we're all doing all the time that are dangerous, you know.
Exactly. George Clooney was one of the producers on this. Is he happy with the film?
You know, he and Steven, their company, Section 8, within Warner Brothers, they optioned the book for me 5 years ago or whatever and did me a big solid there. But, they're very busy with what they're doing, George and Steven, so I haven't really talked to them too much. You know, they saw the film, but I think they're laying back. You know, they don't want to, because of their profile, I think they didn't want to overshadow or be too up front and center about it all. But, you know, they definitely had a crucial time.
Well, it's already so political. Do you think George Bush will watch this film? And if he does, what will he take away from it?
No, he will never watch this film. And even if he did, I don't think he'd take away much from it. So.
Hey, maybe he'll invite you to the White House. You can show it to him there.
I know. I'm offended. I know he does invite some films to the White House and they watch him. So. Yeah, I'm surprised this one isn't there.
Would you go to the White House and sit on the couch next to our Fuhrer?
Absolutely not. You know, I've actually met George Bush before when he was governor. You know, sometimes it's a small town there in Austin. I was at some function. And, you know, he's like, he's kind of what they say. He's like a good old boy, sort of that Yale-y, you know, frat boy kind of thing. You know, but, man... Is he in over his head as president of the whole United States? It's sort of the worst, your worst combination of someone not prepared with their impulses being almost wrong every time. It's painful to watch as a Texan, especially.
It is. I want to play the trailer and then just for a few minutes talk about another big movie you've got coming out this year, and that's Fast Food Nation. But first, let's go ahead and roll the extended trailer from the Scanner Darkly movie website. Here it is.
It may just be my imagination. Whatever it is that's watching, it's not human.
Gentlemen, you are about to witness for approximately 61 cents the perfect homemade silencer.
That sure is some silencer.
Drive over to my place, kick back, get some tequila.
They're in my hair, on my skin, they're all over the place.
This is a world getting progressively worse. Can we not agree on that?
What's on the survey?
Damage has taken place to the normally dominant left hemisphere, and the right hemisphere is attempting to compensate.
Two hemispheres of my brain are competing?
Yes.
I could be murdered.
How did I get here?
I tip my hat to any entity that could bring so much integrity to evil.
What if they come in through the back door or the bathroom window like that infamous Beatles song?
Just sacrifice someone without them ever knowing it.
What does a scanner see? Into the head? Into the heart? Does it see into me? Clearly? Or darkly?
Just awe-inspiring stuff.
A24 May, Scanner Darkly in theaters in select cities around the country. Rick, what, I know you're not involved in a lot of the rollout of it. You're just involved in, you know, making and producing and promoting it. But this is a platform release, I guess, where they use the select release to then get all the media attention and then expand from there. But how long until this is in every major city in the U.S.?
You know, I'm not sure. I think it depends on how it does. But, yeah, I think over the next 3 weeks it'll go out. It's just that's one way you put out a film of this kind. You know, it's not like Pirates of the Caribbean where you throw it on thousands of screens at one time. It just it's not that kind of mass.
Well, most films are a platform release. Braveheart was a platform release.
Yeah, it really depends on if it, especially if it's the kind of film people you need word of mouth or people to talk about seriously like that. So,
Rick, I want to briefly talk about Fast Food Nation and the response that both these films got at the Cannes Film Festival. But before we do that and close up this interview, I know you're a busy man. Any other key points you want to make about the film?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know, I mean, I think the film's it's both very funny and tragic. You know, we talk about the tragic elements, but there's, you know, there's a lot going on in it. So, I mean, that was, to me, the biggest challenge was to make it both a full-blown comedy and a full-blown tragedy. You know, that those two aspects of life are often very close together, you know, but you don't really see it in films a lot because it's, you know, it just seems like too complex or, you know, most stories that are made for consumption don't can't really encompass those two things.
But it's also got a big whodunit mystery element, too, because you've got the scramble suit. Can you describe that for us?
Oh, my gosh, the scramble suit. Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the central metaphor of the movie, I think. As an undercover narcotics agent, he's wearing this kind of thin, like, membrane shroud that's projecting images of other people, you know, millions of other people at all times. Kind of make, he's sort of this everyman hidden underneath that. So it's a lot about identity and role-playing. At that point, he's an undercover, you know, narcotics officer in this future drug war where it's gotten so bad that they need to hide their identities. You know, but it's kind of, I mean, it's absurdist kind of Philip K. Dick notion, you know, and it probably would have looked pretty goofy live action, but within our kind of graphic novel come to life style, it sort of works as a whole, I think, and, you know, it's funny, I think. Funny.
Well, in the film, you also have to have it because of all the face scanning and biometric cameras everywhere, and did you know, Rick, I think during the production we talked about this, but the military is now coming out with chameleon suits for tanks and soldiers, and they really have something similar to the scramble suit now.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, it's you know, like so many things Philip K. Dick imagined, it's just kind of right in the future somewhere. You know, it's not out of nowhere. He thought very kind of logically, you know, like what would be a item you could use for various reasons. So it's all pretty close to reality. And even though I think we're technically called a science fiction movie, our whole take is, well, we're living in science fiction right now. If you could go back a generation, I mean, right now is science fiction. So,
well, we know the critics like the film. Again, I found one negative out of about 30, 40 I read just Sunday night, and I read some more this morning. They were all positive, some new ones. But when you were at Cannes Film Festival, you know, there were the foreign crowd, I mean, a lot of them American, but, I mean, what was the foreign response to it?
Pretty good. I found myself, as one of the few American filmmakers over there, defending my country, because I had two films that can be seen as pretty critical of, in various ways of our government or our culture at this moment, Fast Food Nation being the other movie. I mean, Scanner took so long to finish in the animation, I was able to make that movie in the meantime. But I found myself kind of defending the United States, saying, hey, we didn't, you know, we're not the only country. Look at England. They're more under surveillance than we are. You know, this is just how power acts in relation to its citizens and how, you know, corporations grab control and, you know, how people are treated like data or consumers. And, you know, so America, you know, we do not have the sole possession of that. So,
well, Rick, I mean, I criticize my government, but it's not my country. I do what I do because I love the United States. You're a fellow Texan, and you know, Bush isn't even really a real Texan. And so, I mean, I think that's the important point here. We're exposing the bad things in this country because we love it. I mean, do you agree with that statement? I mean, is that where you're coming from, is that we're trying to show the bad so we can get rid of it? Did we lose his phone? Yeah, he's probably on a cordless or something, and it dropped out. Call him, we'll finish the interview up. I heard him try to respond, and it dropped out. Yeah, it's A Scanner Darkly, folks. It's an amazing, amazing film. And you really, really and truly need to see it. And again, it's got so many facets to it. I can't even really begin to describe how many layers it's got to it. But when you work on a film, and I did consult a little bit on it too, and then when you actually see it, you know, in the theaters, you see people liking it, because I was trying to ask myself, you know, I love this film, but is that just because I'm in it and it's police state and it kind of covers the New World Order? Am I polluting, you know, my own view of it because I like it? And then to just see nothing but really good reviews out there, that has been extremely, extremely exciting. Why don't you try his cell phone? I know he's at a friend's house right now, so you can do it that way. Did Kevin give you his cell phone number? Do you have him? Okay. Well, and I could hear him there breathing. I think it was some kind of phone line problem. That happens occasionally when we have really big guests. It was like the time I had Moses on. I had you know, the guy that played Moses, Mr. NRA himself, Charlton Heston, and we were calling for 10 minutes. He said, "Oh, my phone wasn't ringing." He was there waiting for the interview, and of course that happened. Very mysterious phone things happen, but I tend to think that's Murphy's Law, and not the government. But okay, Rick, are you there?
Sorry about it. You thought I was getting censored or cut off just when I was talking about my country.
Yeah, no. Well, who knows what happened? But sorry to lose you.
The phone I was at, yeah, the place I'm staying, died or something. So
that's actually what I first guessed on air. As I said, it was probably a cordless and died. And then I said it. You know, we've had censorship before, but I doubt that that's what this was. Well, listen. In closing, Rick, tell us a little bit about. Well, I mean, finish up with the question I had.
Oh, yeah, I mean, what we were talking, yeah, I was over at Cannes, you know, like I said, defending my country, and I, hey, as an American, I can make this social critique, but don't doubt for a second, you know, I love my country, wouldn't want to live anywhere else. I think they were hoping I would be a little more anti-American in that sense, a little more polemical, but I like, I love my country, you know, great people, you know, great energy, great optimism.
Do you agree with my point that it's because we love this country that we try to expose the bad things that are growing?
Absolutely. I mean, isn't that our role? That's our duty. You know, that's what the Founding Fathers certainly wanted, a kind of a very robust dialogue where everyone's a little unsatisfied. What we have now is a small group who are very satisfied. I mean, they've got way too much, you know, that they've taken total control.
Do you think their hubris will bring them down?
Yeah, I mean, we're in the process of that happening. But, I mean, my darker thinking would say, well, but if you own all the means of control, once you own the media and the outlets and you can kind of control the debate to such a large degree, I wonder if the dissenting voices can even be heard. You know, when you fiddle with the machinery of elections to that degree, then that's scary too, and that's not just a paranoid, you know, crackpot thinking. It's pretty well documented, you know, all the methods of now fixing elections. So once you've got that down, then it really is, it's the end of something. You know?
Well, you're very well politically informed. I mean, Rick is really up to speed on so many issues. One of the few people I talk to in Hollywood who really knows what he's talking about, and I'm sure you're aware of, they're now indicting people who were hired by the Republicans to jam phone lines during elections so Democrats couldn't get the vote out. I mean, it's getting wild.
Yeah, well, if you treat government and power like any, like a sport, which is kind of what they are, and any means necessary. If there's no, once you have no moral base and no faith in the Constitution or anything like that, once you throw that out the window, then yeah, you can win by any means necessary. You know, but it's scary because both sides aren't playing that way. I mean,
it's a new paradigm,
that's for sure.
I agree, a new paradigm. I mean, I've looked at it. A lot of people looked at it. It seems like Bush has dwarfed the crimes of Nixon.
Oh, much worse, yeah. Nixon's a liberal compared to Bush. I mean, at least he cared about, like, air quality, drinking water, and things like that.
Well, Rick, in closing, I want to thank you for making this film. I want to thank you for including me in it. I want to thank you for making a true work of art. And I want to thank you for your friendship. It is just wonderful knowing you and knowing that there are great people like you out there that are fighting for this country, Rick.
Well, thanks, Alex, and thanks for being in my movie. It's a great scene you're in, and your spirit was with us always, and I enjoy giving out your work to people. I told you, Bruce Willis, I gave him your latest DVD, and he said it put him in such a headspace, and he will be quiet on issues of national politics.
In fact, didn't you say that it, quote, he emailed you back and said it changed his kind of political paradigm?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, Bruce is he's a free-thinking, radical kind of guy. You know, he really is.
Well, Rick, I'm going to let you go. I really appreciate you spending time with us, and I hope to see you around Austin in the near future, my friend.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Always good talking to you.
Always good talking to you. Thanks for the time. God bless. There goes Rick Linkletter, and I know so much behind-the-scenes stuff, I wasn't going to bring that up. A lot of other stuff, too, but did you hear that? There was more to it, too, but, oh, man, that is just incredible. Well, we'll put a story out on this. You can believe it.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Headline with that one. John gets to hear behind the scenes stuff, like when I was talking to Rick off air, and I just said, Rick, you want me to get into current politics? Want me to get into 9/11? Sure, go ahead, I'll talk about it. I probably could have got him to even say more about 9/11, but I didn't want to get him in too much trouble. I think, what is it? He's given out, like, he brought it all up. I wasn't going to bring it up. I did not ask him to say any of that. In fact, I never pushed these guys. He's given out like 300 copies, or something like that, of martial law. I mean, everybody in Hollywood that he knows, he has given copies of martial law to them. And just the point about he gave it to Bruce Willis, hand-delivered it to him, and Bruce Willis, they emailed back and forth, emailed him back in Austin, because, you know, Willis is in Fast Food Nation, and said, man, this totally changes my paradigm, this, you know, this film. I'm going to watch, you know, who I stand up for now, and, you know, what I, you know, Willis has been supporting the neocons. And I would never have thought Rick would have brought that up, but Rick did, so we're going to put it in an article. And Bush is worse than Nixon and the police state and the phony drug war. That was another Hollywood person going public, speaking out. You know, Rick's made a lot of big movies. But he's also critically acclaimed for the big art house productions he's made with so many top actors. And again, we don't just get Hollywood people on here to talk about Hollywood. We're getting them on to talk about the New World Order, to talk about what we're doing to fight it. And you heard Rick. You know, this is how he politically speaks out. This is the work he does. This is where he makes his statements. And he certainly did make those statements. Now, I've done an hour and 56 minutes of radio today. Got a whole other hour coming up with Jack McClam and a lot more. But now it's time to pay the bills. Plus, it gets the word out and defeats the New World Order. That's the number one thing. But I have spent a lot of money on the new film, Terror Storm. We do have some copies left of the emergency release of it without the extras. The official film won't be out for 3-4 weeks, and we can't wait. We need to get Terror Storm out now without the extras. You can get it for $19.95. Get it. It's a collector's edition. I'm signing every copy that shipped out of here. Get it and help us pay for this film. But that's not the main reason. The main reason is it is an incredibly good film. Or you can watch it right now, download it, give copies to people at prisonplanet.tv for 15 cents a day. You can get a membership at prisonplanet.tv. But now is the time to take action on this. Get my film, Martial Law. Get Road to Tyranny. Get The Masters of Terror. Get Loose Change Second Edition. You've seen it on the web. Why not have a high-quality DVD? Much more effective in waking people up. Super high quality. And you support those guys as well. All the great other books and videos we carry on 9/11 by other authors. Infowars.com, or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions and tell you about the different films, tell you about different specials we have where DVDs are low as $5.95 apiece. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. So really four ways to get it. You can call toll-free, 888-253-3139, or go order a hard copy from Infowars.com, secure online shopping cart, or watch them all online, all 15 of my films, most of the symposiums now up there on prisonplanet.tv, the keynote speeches, even more going up. We're going to put it all up there, all 20 hours by the end of it. I think about 12 hours is up now from 4 and 5 camera shoots. We're busting our hind ends to bring you this, my weekly TV reports, in-studio video reports, all of it. The Bob Dacey, Greg Palace interviews are being edited and being put up. PrisonPlanet.tv, what a deal, 15 cents a day, and that just pays for our bandwidth and the webmasters and the people to put the video together, the great folks that work so hard in this office that deserve all the credit. All right, we'll be right back, but Terror Storm is now available. Get your collector's editions now.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.